Hey there, guys. Kyle here. I'm doing a quick episode. I'm on my way to pick up a friend for the crew game against Club America. So, you know, the day that this is recorded is actually the day it comes out, hopefully. About a half hour ago, we all received the news that Lucas Arian has joined the Saudi Arabian team for an undisclosed fee. I'm hearing that it's above $20 million easily. I don't know any exact numbers. I've just heard that. It's a rumor. It could not be true. It could be true. I would just like to personally thank Lucas for saving my mental health millions of times. Now for why the Columbus crew did this, I have a few reasons why we could have done this. Number one, we're fucking idiots. This is the least likely scenario, that we're a fucking idiot and just sold our best player in the last 2-3 years, right as our season's about to end, and we're cup contenders. And we still have to face Cincinnati at home. So that's the reason number one, is that we're a fucking moron. Reason number two is that we have somebody already at the club and they need playing time. So the first thing I think of is Matan, but he's not Lucas level unless you're going to develop him like shit and play in 90 minutes a game. Then you also have somebody like Jason Russell Rowe. Again, it's the same thing with him. You also have somebody like Christian Martinez. We have depth, but we don't have Lucas Arian depth, which is what bugs me here, guys. We don't have the Lucas Arian depth. Like, yes, we just brought in Julian Gressel and the center back from Montreal. But the fact that we've done two on the same day is wild to me. And the fact that we're getting rid of Lucas, who played for Tigres, who are Club America's biggest rivals in the whole entire Mexican League in Mexico, is stupid. This is the game that he would perform harder than he's ever performed for any team before. This is his rival. So why we are selling him doesn't make any fucking sense today. I get that the transfer window closes in 2 days. Sell him fucking Tuesday or Wednesday. Just bring in another replacement. Have it ready so that way he can play one more game. Give him a proper send-off against a team that he hates. Against a rivalry for him. It doesn't make any sense just to get rid of him before one of the biggest games of the League's Cup, if not the biggest game of the League's Cup so far. Club America is easily one of the top 5 favorites to win the League's Cup. We're up there in the top 10 easily. So we're selling someone who, now without Lucas, we're not even the top 15 teams. This to me makes no fucking sense. Why are we doing this now? Why couldn't we have done this before the League's Cup and give us time to get in a better replacement faster? And the worst fucking part of this all is this is Saudi Arabia. Sorry if I'm yelling. Trigger warning. I don't give a shit anymore. Why today? The vibe's now gonna be dead. This is one of the biggest games. This is the biggest game in Columbus so far. It's a sold-out crowd, for Jesus' sake. You should want to keep your biggest name player that you've brought in and who has developed in fucking Columbus become the player that he is. Okay, that's the second scenario. I don't even remember what it was. I just went off. Next scenario is that we actually have somebody lined up. A few days ago, I saw that an unnamed MLS team had made inquiry for somebody in Europe who was about a center attacking mid slash center forward. I do not know the name, do not know the account, do not know anything. I just remember seeing it. Something to look out for. Bez is not stupid. I will say that like that. Bezvashenko is not stupid at all. He is a smart man. He got a Julian Gressel, for Jesus' sake. And this Montreal center back, who will not be playing today, by the way, guys. Or did not, but I don't know when this is coming out. This is not the best thing that we could have done today. You know, tomorrow? Okay, yeah. Okay, tomorrow, you know, win or lose? Okay. Don't want to go out and lose? Yeah, that's respectable. But now you're going out, Lucas is going to be remembered as a fucking club hero. And now you're just getting rid of our number one club hero in the last, this is Federico Higuain's heir. Hair, whatever the fuck it's called. And you're just going to say, all right, off to Saudi Arabia you go. Like, if you guys listened to my last podcast, Saudi Arabia is getting out of fucking control. This is to another level. And it's because it's my club. Yes. I'm going to be more upset that it's my fucking club losing our star player, someone who gels this team together. Sorry I had to get water there, guys. But you're losing your best fucking player that you've had in forever. Also, a fun fact that's going to annoy the fuck out of me. His first goal was a free kick about the same time that his last goal free kick was. Just something to remember him by, guys. I will make a more calm down podcast episode thanking Lucas for everything, running through some moments on him. But right now, you guys are listening to me rant, and I respect it. We are 6 minutes in almost. I'm not going to put any ads, any intros or outros on this. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm not done yet, by the way. Getting rid of Lucas is so fucking stupid today. You're playing the best team in, arguably, the biggest team in North America. I'm sorry, LAFC, Club America are bigger than you. I'm sorry, Columbus, Club America are bigger than us. You think of Mexico teams, you think of Club America. You think of MLS, you think of probably LA Galaxy, something like that. You're not going to think of Columbus Crew. I'm sorry, I love Columbus, but we are not the biggest team in MLS. Never will be, never happen. Besides for the fact that we're the first team there, and for those years. But getting rid of Lucas today makes no sense to me. Lucas is the most loved player in that fucking Crew team. The amount of Lucas jerseys I personally saw at the Meet the Team, easily over 2,000-3,000. There's a lot of people there. So getting rid of, you know, our best player is stupid. I don't need to tell you guys that. And getting rid of him. Like, I would have been 10 times more okay. And no matter what, you're going to get me yelling at this. That we just sold Lucas. His contract was up not this year, but next year. In the 2024 season. So remember that. So that could be something. So we got an undisclosed fee. A shitload of money. But Bezpachenko is not stupid. Something is lined up for us. I expect something sooner rather than later. I can go ahead and name off a few names if you guys would like. Nabil Fekir, would love him. I think he's 33, French. If you guys don't know him, you guys should know him. I'm guessing they're going to be around that size where it's concerning how much we just got for him. We can afford to get that size. Again, we don't know how much we got for him, but guys, remember, this does open up a DP spot and an international spot as Lucas was taken up due to his Armenian/Argentine passport and the fact that he's not American, so that takes up a good bit of that. One last thing I would like to point out is that it's going to free up a lot of space. This team, it's now not about one player. I don't think it ever has been, but now it's really not about that one player. We're now more of a team. And I feel like it's going to hurt Cucho today. But I feel like Cucho could be the professional that he is and get on with it. It's going to be a real mentality test for the boys today as we face probably our hardest opponent to date. I'm lost here, guys. I don't understand why we did it. Why? Trust me, if I knew, I would be telling you guys right now, and I always would be telling you guys, like, oh, this is the exact reason why we did this. I don't know why we did this. I have my guesses are that we're a fucking idiot, which we're not. We can rule that. Let's rule that one out. Grab a Sharpie, rule that one out. We're not stupid. My next one is that, you know, we have something planned, not now, but maybe in the winter transfer window. That's my next one. And then probably the most reliable one is that we have somebody who we've been in contact with. I made an opening bid for, just without showing the money that, like, we have this money. Something about that. But, again, my guesses are as good as anyone else's here that has probably listened to this podcast. It'll be interesting to see how the team will gel today, how they're going to play today without, you know, our biggest star. The biggest star to ever come to Columbus, realistically. I'm sorry, but he was our record fee at the time. And now, Cucho beat that fee. I love Cucho to spits. Love that man. But Lucas was loved by the fans. He's what got so many people into this. He won us an MLS Cup against Seattle. His first ever goal was against Cincinnati, for fuck's sake. He's a free kick wizard. I don't see who we have coming up. You know, the only thing I can think of in the academy and on crew two is Marco Micheletto. And, you know, I'm guessing he's not going to play today. If he is, that's awesome and all, but, and I know as much as you guys. It's annoying the shit out of me that I don't know more. If I find out more, it's going to be on my story at Football Takeover. Take a picture of a capybara in a box. Or you guys can follow my personal Instagram at KyleBH26. My Twitter, capybara takeover, football takeover. I don't know what it is right now. It's one of those. And I'll see you guys later.